Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Harshita. Today is Friday, 5th of April, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open with losses today, trading weak global markets. Stocks in the Asia-Pacific region were trading in the red, mirroring moves on the Wall Street after comments from the US Federal Reserve officials fueled concerns that the central bank could hold off on rate cuts if inflation remained sticky. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index slipped 0.4% at the open, while Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 1.6%. South Korea's KOSPI also fell nearly 1%, reversing gains after leading major Asian benchmarks earlier on Thursday. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index, however, is expected to rise as trading resumes after a public holiday. Overnight in the US, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell for fourth consecutive day, witnessing its worst session since 2023. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite indices also fell over 1%. Trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a slightly negative start for the broader index in India with a loss of 11 points. Analysts expect some volatility in the markets, especially in rate-sensitive sector, on account of the RBI policy meeting today. The central bank is expected to keep its policy rate unchanged at 6.5%, synchronizing with the policy action of major central banks. The RBI governor is likely to focus more on bringing down inflation to 4% target after concerns over economic growth abated, with the GDP growth coming in at 8.4% in Q3 FY24. The recent rise in crude oil prices and weakening rupee could also weigh on MPC's mind. The repo rate is unlikely to be changed before the August MPC meeting review, according to Deepak Jasani of HDFC Securities. RBI may wait till there is visibility on monsoon turnout, sustenance of growth momentum, and the US Federal Reserve's rate outcome. Overall, the RBI policy today is unlikely to materially impact the equity markets, given the current market mood's resilience and the lack of any major expectations, according to Jasani. Analysts have a positive bias on the market and advise using dips as buying opportunities. Technically, the near-term uptrend of Nifty remains intact and smaller degree positive pattern like higher tops and bottoms are visible as per the daily time frame chart. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty 50 may face resistance at 22,600 level. On the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,359 level. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Nestle India. The National Consumer Dispute Redressal Commission has dismissed the central government's plea against Nestle India regarding the unfair trade practice in selling Maggi noodles. The government was seeking compensation of 284 crore rupees and punitive damages of 355 crore rupees from the FMCG major. Number 2, Zee Entertainment. Puneet Mishra has resigned as the president of content and international markets of the company. Number 3, Bajaj Finance. The NBFC's assets under management grew 34% year-on-year in Q4 FY24 to 3.3 lakh crore rupees. Its deposit book in the quarter grew by 35% YOY to 60,000 crores, and new loans booked during the quarter also rose 4% to 7.87 million, while customer franchises during the quarter increased by 3.23 million. Number 4, Ultratech Cement. The company has completed a 100-megawatt solar energy project under the group captive scheme in Rajasthan. This is the company's first project for sourcing power for its captive consumption from the interstate transmission network. Power from this project will be available to the company's units in Rajasthan, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Odisha, among others. Number 5, Cello World. The company's subsidiary Cello Consumerware has commissioned its manufacturing facility in a phased manner in Rajasthan. Further, the glassware furnace coming up in the same facility will be operational by the end of Q1 FY25. Number 6, Cipla. After the inspection, the pharma company has received 6 inspectional observations in Form 483 from the US Food and Drug Administration for the Patalganga facility in Maharashtra. The US FDA has conducted a routine current good manufacturing practices inspection of the manufacturing facility on March 28 and April 4. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Kunal V. Parar, the Vice President of Technical Research and Algo at Choice Broking, about whether a rally is coming in the large caps and what stocks should investors eye given the upcoming earnings season and other factors.
We have witnessed a remarkable rebound in small cap and mid cap Nifty, with both indices bouncing back near their all-time high after finding support at the 100 days moving average. However, large cap stocks have been relatively subdued. While this may seem concerning, it doesn't imply that large cap won't perform well from current level. As an analyst, we are suggesting booking profit in mid cap and small cap stocks and reallocating those investments into large cap stocks. The rationale behind this recommendation is to mitigate the potential impact of increased volatility, particularly post-election. Many large cap stocks are currently trading at robust support levels compared to their smaller counterparts. Fundamentally, India stands strong, especially compared to other economies grappling with higher inflation rates. There is a strong likelihood of the present government securing another term in the upcoming elections, given its focus on infrastructure development and overall economic growth. Moreover, anticipated reform in the next term could further bolster market sentiment. If you talk about India's consumption growth, then recently India has surpassed China's in terms of population, signaling significant opportunities, particularly in sectors like consumer goods and FMCG. This shift underscored the positive outlook for various sectors and the overall market trajectory. Our bullish stance extends to sectors such as energy, IT, banking and metals. These sectors are poised for growth backed by favorable market conditions and government initiatives. In conclusion, both technical and fundamental analysis point towards a bullish outlook for large cap stock, supported by favorable market dynamics and government policies. By strategically reallocating investment and focusing on sectors with growth potential, investors can navigate the Indian market landscape with confidence.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.